The Upanishad says, you are what your deep driving desire is. As your desire is, so is your will. As your will is, so is your deed. As your deed is, so is your reality. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. You are what your deep driving desire is. As your desire is, so is your will. As your will is, so is your deed. As your deed is, so is your reality. These very human statements are very true. They are what mankind uses to divine his reality, to interpret his condition in life, and to say what it is. However, it leaves one thing left unsaid, which it probably says if we were to read it further. It leaves unsaid the fact that you can change it. You are what your deep driving desire is. Well, what is your deep driving desire today? Is it the same as your deep driving desire tomorrow? As your desire is, so is your will. And is your will this? Now, for instance, you are a young man and you're very interested in young girls. And one young girl comes along and she likes tennis. And so immediately you go out and buy some tennis rackets and take some tennis lessons and learn tennis. It becomes your deep driving desire. Well, unfortunately, you didn't do any homework and the young lady was in the process of moving to the other side of the country. So you decide, well, my motivation for learning tennis isn't there. So you go around cruising, looking for lovely ladies, and you find another lovely lady. And this time, this lovely lady is so wonderful, so fantastic. But she is into the opera, and you've never seen an opera in your life. So you immediately buy a book on opera, on the current well-known operas, so that you're familiar with the current well-known operas. And you read quickly, and you assimilate quickly, and so you have maybe 8 or 10 operas in mind. And you think, wow, am I going to make her feel this is great. So I say, yes, La Bohème, wasn't that beautiful? This music is just so glorious. And the girl says, "Eek, I can't stand La Bohème. It's a farce. He's lost the first step." So then he says, "Well, Hamlet is certainly a very interesting piece by Shakespeare, and it's made into an opera, and it's quite lovely. And it has a lot of drama in it." She says, "Drama? Pure violence and pure sexual overtures everywhere. It is a piece of trash." And so the young man wises up and he says, "What are your favorite operas?" "I don't like operas. I had no interest in opera. I heard that you liked operas." No, that's my sister. My sister loves opera, but she doesn't get to go to them too often because she is 300 pounds overweight, and she just has a little trouble, getting around, doing the things she wants to do." "Oh, well, what do you like?" "Well, what I like is just to sit under a tree up on the hillside, look at the clouds going by, and read poetry." He doesn't want to be taken again. "What kind of poetry do you like?" "Well, I like beautiful Aristotelian poetry. I like poetry, the Platonic type of Plato. I like poetry that reaches into the depths of man's thinking and into the realm of infinite causation. Ooh, ooh. And you see, the young man is not of that bent. He could do a lot of things, but now to be an instant intellectual and an instant person interested in these highfalutin type things, he just didn't seem to make it. So he says to himself, "Ha, you Upanishad, you are what your deep driving desire is, and as is your desire, so is your will, and as is your will, so is your deed, and as is your deed, so is your reality. Well, my reality is one big ace out nothing, you know, and what I've got is just nothing." And so the young man sits there and feels sorry for himself. And one of the ladies watching on from next door comes over and says, "Hey, you seem to have a heavy burden in your heart. What seems to be the problem? No matter what I study up in preparation for having, talking to a girl and being friends with her and having a relationship, I choose the wrong stuff." And she says, "Well, what sort of things do you like?" He says, "Well, you mean what I like? Not what she likes? Well, you don't even know what she likes. But what do you like?" "Well, I like going out with a boat. I have a boat. And I just love going out in the ocean. And I love, you know, cutting out great wakes and fantails 10 feet high, 15 feet high, and spinning around." "Oh, boy, that sounds wonderful," she says. And he says, "You like that?" She says, "Oh, that's my second passion." And he says, "What's your first passion?" She says, "You." And you see, we go searching and we go looking for the wrong things and we end up with the wrong things. We end up trying to please someone else when if we would just please ourselves, everything works out to fill all the little niches that we have, all of the friendships, we have all of the relationships, we have all the things that make us happy. Now, this young man changed his way a number of times. Now, when I said this lady was watching him and came over and talked to him, immediately all of you thought this lady was an adult lady and he was a young man. Mm. This lady was a lady of class. She knew what she wanted. And she knew how to go about it. She knew how to ask the right questions, and she knew how to give the right answers. And the answers that she gave to the questions that she wanted asked were exactly what she wanted to say. Now, I will ask you this question, my beloved audience. Mm-hmm. Where do you think they went that afternoon?
On the boat. The meditation.
They did not go on the boat. They did not go into meditation. They went out for lunch. And they sat in this nice restaurant on the shore in the harbor, watching all of the other boats out there doing their cut-ups and having their fun. And they sat there just giggling and talking and sharing nothings. And both of them were totally happy. Because he really didn't have a boat. He really didn't like to go boating, but he had to say something, and he wanted to be masculine, you know. And she knew she was in charge. And she knew that all she had to do was just say a little this or a little that, and it would be exactly what was her choice. And so she told him what he wanted, and he said, "Yeah." He says, "I'm not into wine. I'm not into beer. I'm not into hard liquor. What do you like to drink?" And she says, "I'm into wine, beer, and hard liquor." He says, "Oh, you are? Well, I really don't care for the stuff." And she says, "Really?" She says, "Why don't you care for the stuff? It's kind of nice. It puts you out of it, you know. It makes you live on a different level of consciousness." And he says, "Well, if you're going to be in my presence, I want to live totally aware of how wonderful you are all the time." And of course, they didn't have any beer or any wine or any cocktails. All they had was each other and a lovely afternoon. Now, you see, the Upanishads said all those things. They said all those things. It says, you are what your deep driving desire is. As your desire is, so is your will. As your will is, so is your deed. As your deed is, so is your reality. Now, what was his deep driving desire? To have a friendship. What was her deep desire? To have a friendship. Now, as their desire is, it was just to have a friendship. It wasn't to prove anything to anybody, it would just be themselves. So is your will. And so they stopped lying to each other and to themselves and only said the truth. They said who they loved and what they liked and all the good things. And so is your deed. And their deed was just to sit in the restaurant and watch everybody else do their wonderful turns in the ocean. And as your deed is, so is your reality. Now, what is it that you want? Well, Herb, you just always make up stories. You always make up this, always make up that. No, I don't. Those are real things. Those are real happenings. And there are many more aspects to them that I don't need to tell right now because it doesn't bear with this story. But it is real. These things are all very real. Oh, you're making it up. No, they're real. Think about it. Does it seem improbable what I said?
No.
Does it seem unreasonable? Does it seem like it's way, way out?
No.
It just seems like it was too easily found, too easily created there. I just remember the little boy who came in the house after having been a very naughty boy. And his mother grabbed him and said, I love you, I love you, I love you. And he said, what did I do? You know? Yeah. He walked into a new world, but he didn't know it. He was himself, and he wanted to be appreciated for himself. He wanted to do everything for himself. And lo and behold, that's the way it worked out. You see, up to that time, he was going against the tide of everything. And everything was going against him. Which he didn't care. But finally, his creation was so pure and so good, he created his mother having this interesting experiment, but she never told him what it was. And that's the beautiful thing about it. Think on these things. And this evening, when you have nothing to do from, 8 o'clock to 6 in the morning or something like that, sit down and read the Upanishads. You'll find a very interesting series of tales, very much like the Bible, but very unique and very special. What is your deep driving desire? What is your will? What is your deed? Is your deep driving desire to be divine, to live in your absolutely one-pointedness? Is your deep driving desire to be the most wonderful person on the face of the earth?
Yeah.
Then be it and enjoy. For now is the time, and it is done unto you according to your belief. I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.